Scott, I'll just share a couple verses with you that have been in my heart this week. And the more Bishop talked, the more, I don't know how it works for you when the Lord's dealing with me about an area in Scripture and my life, the two together, He has a way of, it seems like everything I hear points to that place. I'm thankful for that. I appreciate that. And sometimes you strain. I shouldn't say you. Sometimes I strain to, Lord, I want to hear. I'm listening. And then sometimes I'm like, yeah, Lord, I hear you loud and clear. I got it. Romans chapter 7, and I won't read it all, but we'll just go there for reference. Romans 7, verse 2 says, "For the woman that has a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if the husband's dead, she's loosed from the law of the husband. So then if, while her husband lives, she's married to another man, she'll be called an adulteress. But if her husband's dead, she's free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man." What Paul was doing here was he was trying to break people from living to an old relationship with the law. He was trying to introduce them into a relationship with God that wasn't based on the law, but that was based on the leading of God's Spirit in their life. And so he was drawing this reference from the law, I think, to really get their attention, because that was something they could relate to. And then to transition, okay, this is how this works in your walk in the Spirit, because there's this battle that, and we can put this battle in on Jews when really it's a battle we all face and deal with in this relationship with God being one of the law or one of the Spirit. Am I serving God in the letter of the law? And now I know we're not under the law, and but you know what I mean by that. Am I serving? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Am I following the rules? Am I a good Christian? Am I walking the right way, talking the right way, saying the right things, going the right places? The letter of the law. Am I serving Him in that manner, or have I become dead to that pattern of relationship? To where now my relationship with God is born out of His Spirit operating in my life. And so now I do those things, but I don't do them anymore because I'm trying to fulfill a letter of the law. I do them now because mine and His relationship is such that I want to please Him. And His nature, as Bishop is, this is going to sound like I'm regurgitating stuff, but it's just, His nature is now part of my life. And so because His nature is now part of my life, I'm now led by His Spirit, and I'm doing those things that before I was really, if I'm honest, I was doing them in the flesh. I wasn't doing them by the leading of His Spirit. And that's why there was no fulfillment. And so you can find individuals. I'm thankful for my wife. I love her dearly. We've been married almost 24 years. I wouldn't trade her for anyone. And it's interesting. I watch. There are people that I talk with at times or that talk with me that are just miserable in marriage. And I feel terrible for them. I really, really do. I hate that for them. And I see these patterns of where their marriage is one lived out of law. Well, I want him to do this. Well, I want her to do this. Well, I want him to do this. Well, I want her to do this. And if he'd do this, that'd be fine. And we'd be great. If she'd do this, then that'd be fine. And we'd be great. And I want to say, you realize you're trying to live marriage by rules, and you're never going to really enjoy that. I know, because I tried that. But when I this isn't a marriage seminar, but when I got past that, and keep in mind, I came out of a military background of upbringing, so it was all about the rules. And so when I got past that with my wife, and I decided, you know what? And my, don't get me wrong, I could say, you know, babe, I want you to do this. I'd like this. This is what I want in our home. And my wife is probably the most submitted lady you'll ever meet in your life. She just is. And, but when I got beyond that, and it was just like, you know what? Babe, I don't, you know what, forget, I'm sorry, forget all that junk. I love you dearly. I love you for who you are. You make me complete. Thanks for putting up with me for all this time. And all of a sudden, marriage turns. And then the relationship is one not, and then all of a sudden, all these things that we both expected of one another just begin happening, not because they're rules or lists, but because of our love for one another. It's born out of relationship, not out of the letter of the law. And so Paul was writing this to the church about, you know, your relationship with God has been one built on the law, and what's got to happen is that's got to die so that you can actually enter into this relationship the way it's intended, which is one of relationship built on the Spirit of God leading you. And you can read the rest of Romans 7. I won't read it tonight for sake of time, but as you begin reading through all of that, it's the passage of scripture where he begins talking about, so with my flesh I serve the law of sin, but with my spirit I serve the law of God. And so he's like, this battle that's going on between me, do, you know, who am I serving here? Who am I? How am I? He said, so am I calling the law sin? Because it, he says, no, I wouldn't have known what it was to be led by the Spirit had it not been for the law. And you can read all that in Romans 7. And some people say, well, then what he's telling me gives me justification that in my flesh I'm just going to sin, and but then for God I'm just going to live by the Spirit. I'm just always going to be these two separate parts. That's not what he was saying at all. He was giving us a clear indicator that if in my life I find that I'm always trying to live up to an expectation, always trying to meet a rule, always trying to follow the letter, there's a pretty good indicator I'm not really being led by the Spirit of God in my relationship with God. I'm actually trying to serve God out of my flesh. And there is nothing more frustrating than trying to have a relationship with God where it's service out of flesh. Because mine and your flesh can never live up to the law. Ever. Hence the need to be filled with the Spirit of God. Because then when I'm filled with the Spirit of God, I begin to do the things written in the law without even realizing it, because all of a sudden the nature that Bishop referenced that's in me is now operating in and through my life. And so now these things that I want to do, I do them. And Paul said, yet it's not I, but it's Christ that lives in me. But when it's my flesh, how come I do the things I don't want to do? Well, that's a good sign I'm living out my relationship with God through my flesh. And so Paul didn't stop there. He continued on in chapter 8, and that's where he started with, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. What was he saying? You're no longer walking in your relationship with God after your flesh anymore. Your measurement of your relationship with God is no longer one that's based on fleshly attributes, fleshly accomplishment, fleshly rule following. None of that's even a matter anymore. Now there's no condemnation in your life about what you're doing or not doing, because you're being led by the Spirit of God, and you have such a confidence in that relationship with God that's built on His Spirit operating in and through your life. And so that, God forbid, should you and I, and we do and we will, stumble and fall, I understand, I gave room to my flesh, but my confidence is in a relationship I have with Him because of His Spirit, that I come back to Him and immediately He'll work with me to restore right relationship, and I don't live in condemnation when I fall. When my wife and I were younger, it was funny how if one of us would disappoint the other, like, you know, I assume all marriages go through this the first couple, 3-4 years, right? When all the energy and effort is trying to change each other, right? If you've been married for 3 years or longer, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. It started for me right away. So, right, this energy spent trying to change each other. And so sometimes what happens is early on, because of that, you thought, okay, well, I'll put them on a guilt trip. Right? I'll make them feel guilty about not changing. That's called condemnation. It's called condemnation. You know, my wife, if I stumble and fall as a husband, and I'm really good at that, if I go to her and I let her know gently, babe, I'm sorry. I know we've talked about this before, and I'm thanking you for your patience. You know, she doesn't condemn me. She doesn't go, yeah, you're right. You're an idiot, Joel. Fix it. She's forgiving, patient, and I have a confidence in that in our relationship that she's not going to reject me because of my failure, because she loves me. As impossible as that sounds, she loves me. And so there's no condemnation, doesn't even enter my thoughts in our marriage. Does that make sense? And so Paul is writing to us, and he started with this basis of marriage to the law and then marriage to the Spirit of God. And he begins to walk through and says, now there's no condemnation. He wasn't finding fault with the law. He said, the law is holy. The commandment is holy. The law is just. The law is good. It's all of those things. But as long as you're living in relationship through the flesh, it's not going to feel that way. And so I must be filled with the Spirit of God. I must have His nature operating in my life. When His nature is resident and operating in me and through me and you, then these very things of in the workplace and our next door neighbors and these relationships, they go, man, I want to produce that. I mean, don't raise your hand, but I mean, honestly, have you ever tried to produce relationships with people you work with or your neighbors, and you're going, man, other people talk about doing this stuff for God with their neighbors and with their coworkers, and that just doesn't happen for me. And I'm trying. I talk to them, but they don't want to listen, and they just get mad. And so what do I do? Well, if I'm operating in the flesh, I try harder. I'll corner them by the water cooler. I'll give them more word. And I'm getting nowhere, and I'm accomplishing nothing, and I'm becoming frustrated, and they're becoming alienated. And it's, what's going on? I'm trying to produce something in my flesh. But when it's relationship born out of His Spirit through my life, those doors just open. They really do. They just open, and we don't have to produce them. Aren't you thankful for that? Amen. Praise God. Brother Johnstone.
We've heard some rich teaching tonight. Let's just stand, and let's just take a moment here. Fellowship the Lord. We've heard His word.